listening to episode number 1809 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hello there.
It is that time of the morning where we get together and we do this thing.
That's why I'm here right now.
Yeah. Some random thoughts for you today. The only American president to own a patent.
Wait, I know this.
Is?
I don't remember.
Abraham Lincoln. When he was a lawyer,
really?
He patented a flat-bottomed boat design, but it never went to market.
Huh.
Didn't know that. Grover Cleveland's real first name is Stephen. Grover was his middle name, and he started going by it when he was a kid.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, you know, It was a different time.
That's
Grover's
true.
Cooler than Stephen, you must admit. In California, you can only get the number 69 on a license plate if your car's model is 1969. I think that's BS. Wow. I didn't know that. A Gordie Howe hat trick in hockey is when a player scores a goal, gets an assist, and gets into a fight in one game.
Gosh. There's a name for that.
That's the Gordie Howe hat trick. And it's possible, I did not know this, to overdose on Brussels sprouts. They have high levels of vitamin K, which can promote blood clotting, as you know, as a nurse. So if you take blood thinners and mow down several dozen Brussels sprouts, it could send you to the hospital.
See,
you learn something new every day.
And cause excessive gas.
Well, there's that. But that happens whether or not you got heart problems or not.
Yes.
You're going to have the gas.
As we know from the Big Bang Theory,
yes,
cruciferous vegetable day, not necessarily a good idea.
Well, with that in mind, it's time for the Who Cares News. On this first day of September, what's going on?
There's one A-ish list celebrity.
A-ish list.
Yeah. It probably
not
depends
quite
on
A-list.
Probably depends on whose
How
list
about
you're looking at.
We call that an A-minus list. How's that? Does this celebrity rate that A-minus?
Maybe for some folks. I'm looking more at a B or a C, but that's just me.
Oh, okay.
There's one celebrity willing to speak up about her experience with Ellen.
Uh-oh.
And that's multi-Grammy Award winner Mariah Carey.
Oh, my.
She's speaking out on how Ellen made her feel incredibly. You think I'm going to say wonderful, huh?
No, I know you're not going to say wonderful. You're gonna say,
uncomfortable.
Yeah. I was going to say squishy in your chair, uncomfortable, I'm sure. She does that, though, with guests.
Well, this is back in 2008.
Well, that's when Ellen was at her prime.
She
was probably yelling at staff members off stage and everything. Get me my damn coffee. I told you it's not to be cold. You know what? Everybody knew. Everybody in Hollywood knows.
So it started at some point.
Yeah, there's nothing new about this.
No.
I heard it started when she first started getting famous, that she was awkward to be around. It's a rumor.
Well, back when Mariah was a guest in 2008,
yeah,
Ellen was trying to get Mariah to toast the occasion with champagne, except that Mariah was pregnant and not ready to announce it publicly.
Oh. See, and Ellen knew. Ellen knew, that's why she brought out the champagne. Because how often does Ellen bring out champagne on her show? Never. Never, ever. Except that, of course, she was trying to get her to spill the beans.
Of course.
Of course she was. Because that's how Ellen thinks. Ellen thinks it's funny to be mean to people.
Sometimes, yes.
I think that's what she thinks is funny. Look at how she scares people coming out of the end table. That's mean. That's just mean. Somebody's going to have a flippin' heart attack on her show.
A flippin' heart attack. All right, so she feels that Ellen forced her hand.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out that the backstory is that Mariah had a miscarriage before this pregnancy with her twins.
Now, see, that's rude. I wonder if Ellen knew that. I wonder if she knew that.
Well, Ellen, she felt that Ellen was forcing Mariah to out her news on the show.
Right.
That she was pregnant.
Right.
Mariah felt that it was off base and it was off the table for the show.
I wonder.
Which, you know, I agree with.
Oh, I agree with it. I wonder if actually Ellen knew in advance that it was off the table. Because, you know, a lot of times when your manager sets you up on a talk show, they do. They give, you cannot talk about these topics. You know, maybe that was on it. And Ellen just thought, pa, poo-poo, I know Mariah. I'm curious if she's ever been on the show since. That's what I would be curious to know. Anyway.
That's a good question. So there's another reunion planned at HBO Max.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still waiting on the Friends reunion.
Right? That's like, come on, you guys.
All right. So
reunion. Reunion.
HBO Max. Did I say that right? Reunion Central.
By the way, I hate the AT&T commercials. Are you hearing these commercials where the guy goes, HBO Max? And then they go, thank you, Ghost. It's like, who and what ad agency? We need more Don Drapers in the world world of advertising. Come on, what's this? HBO Max.
Well, it was announced this week that there will be a Fresh Prince reunion.
Oh, really?
With all the cast except for James Avery. Because as we know, he passed away a few years back.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
So sad. He has an excuse.
He gets a pass.
Unlike, we're terrible. The Michelles.
Yeah, right? They don't get a pass. The Michelles get no pass, by golly. That show's already over, 5 seasons.
Now, Aunt
Becky didn't get a pass either. But we digress. Anyway, sorry.
That boat sails. She had her chance.
Yeah. Now, so everybody besides James coming back.
And not the original Aunt Viv.
Oh, no, she's not. We don't even consider her, man. No. Because nobody liked her.
It's like the second Darren.
Nobody liked the second Darren. They liked the first one.
Yes.
But he was hurt. He couldn't, you know, unfortunately, Dick York, you know, my God. Right. But the first Aunt Viv, man, nobody liked her.
Nope. Out. Mm-mm-mm.
You know who really didn't like her? And this was, I just read this the other day. Was Will Smith. And since he was the star of the show, you out of there.
Did she not like him?
Did not like him either.
Well, yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah, a real problem. Hello, star of the show.
I mean, he might have been a punk-ass kid, too.
You know what? I think he probably had a little bit of that in him, but I gotta say, you know what? The one thing about Will
not
Smith
her show.
Is I think he grew up to be a fine young man. So I think he's done well.
I think he's... Yeah.
I mean, I don't know his personal life. We're starting to see some glimmers of weirdness between him and Jada, but I mean, that's fine. That's their business. I don't care.
Now, I think
But he preaches a good preach.
He preaches a good preach.
Yeah.
I think his life would have been better had he married someone other than Jada.
Like Halle Berry. His life would have been better had he married Halle Berry, although she's old enough to be his big sister.
It would be the 30th anniversary.
Yo, home to Bel Air. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
HBO Max around Thanksgiving.
Shoot me now. Okay, well, that's it. We're out of here today, and we'll look forward to that. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.